Glatzmyr's model shows that the magnetic poles swap places spontaneously due to complex processes within the core.
We're very used to the idea that a compass points somewhere near the North Pole, and hence we can use it for navigation. But there are periods in the past when the compass would have pointed in exactly the opposite direction.
Glatzmyr's research also suggests that there's a decline in the magnetic field strength before and after these reversals. Does this explain why the magnetic field is currently weakest beneath the South Atlantic? Are the magnetic poles about to reverse?
We've never witnessed a reversal, so we don't really know what it would look like. We could guess. And it would almost surely take the bubble of the magnetosphere and contract it inward, closer to the surface of the Earth.
If this is the start of a magnetic field reversal, our planet will face increasing exposure to cosmic radiation for thousands of years to come. But so far, the random reversal of the Earth's magnetic field has only been seen inside a computer. For concrete evidence, scientists turn their attention to the volcanic islands of Hawaii. Locked inside this ancient lava is a pristine record of Earth's magnetic field stretching back millions of years. Professor Emilio Herrero Bevera is searching for clues to Earth's magnetic past.
One of the reasons why we're coming here is because we're looking at lava flows that are relatively thin. You can see the boundary of this lava flow, and this is the other boundary. From here you see another one and another one and another one. All these fantastic sequence of lava flows, we're talking about 300 flows, 400 flows.
Molten lava from these island volcanoes accumulates over millions of years. When the lava flows hit the seawater, they cool rapidly, creating snapshots of Earth's magnetic field strength.